السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مدير بعد أساس في الإسلام. With all what going on around us and all the messages you hear from me, what a Muslim really should do. A Muslim, number one, make istighfar. A lot of istighfar. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Develop his journey of Iman. Try to understand his purpose in life. And start, try to get together. Love each other for Allah. Support each other for Allah. If every small Muslims get together to care about one village, this will not be the condition. But when you take care about your village, take care about one village until you die. Develop it from every aspect, from health, hygiene, dawah, education, to care about them, you name it. Because it might take 100 years, it might take from us 2-3 generations to develop one village. But if everybody take one village, one topic, one issue, this will not be the condition. Why we do not do that? Number one, because like I said before, love in dunya. We're not willing to sacrifice the time and money to be. And this would be a musibah. Because if you die, again, you cannot say to Allah how many hundred and thousand of link you sinned. No. This called awareness and awakeness. Yes, is needed. But we can keep spreading link until we die. Somebody has to do. Like I cannot spend and keep sending a link about people is hungry, and I do not support them by any means. This is crazy, this is hypocrisy, this is a lie. But if me and you, we get to know one group is hungry, we get a connection, we send the money to feed them, now we're talking. Some people need books, some people need Quran, some people need cow, some people need, whatever you need. But we cannot keep sending link and that's it. The another thing, if we really belong to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise his power, his strength, his ability, he will give it to those who are united for him. Without unity, we cannot accomplish anything. Any one of you try to develop unity, generate unity, spread unity, you will be belong to Allah. Anyone do not try to do that and spread it, you will be in big trouble. That's why ask yourself, either you join a good people or good group, so whatever who they are, or find someone you trust and you feel good about him, he or she, and you follow with action. With action. Cannot be only talk and link. No. This is not the time for talk and link. And all this, hurricane, earthquake, volcano, diseases, calamity, death, what are you going to do about it? Is a wake-up call from Allah to all of us. And the sign will increase, will not decrease. The calamity will increase, will not decrease. What it means? Take the opportunity and do your utmost quick. Do whatever you can. Don't sit and that's it. We have to do whatever we can. That's why we cannot again keep sending link and that's it. No way. No way. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, all the signs you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses in Quran, he promised the sign coming after that will be more severe, more tough. And if I'm in the journey of Iman, I know I'm next. I can be next, I can be in the grave. By this way, grab whatever opportunity of any good deed as soon as possible. And try to make a dent in the condition of the Ummah, now and the future. And again, with unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us for Sabeelillah. Make us love each other for Sabeelillah. Make us a good doer for Sabeelillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be a part of a journey to make a dent and milestone to the future of the Ummah. By this way, when we meet Allah, I said, Allah, I try my utmost. I try my best. I try whatever I can. Not how much length you have. No. Allah will tell you how much money you spent. How much time you spent for me. How much time you traveling to take care about a needy. Or facilitate some people to do it. By this way, let's be the people of action, not the people of talk. Again, I'm warning you. Right now, if you look at the news, it's completely silent. No more Syria, no more Iraq, no more Yemen, no more Libya, no nothing. Why? The fitna is cooking. And what's happening to us is almost like it's not there. What about Palestine? What about Masjid al-Quds? What about Jerusalem? What about Gaza? Nobody talk about it. And when we don't talk about it, when the news don't talk about it, we go back again. By this way, we are manipulated by the media. Not be. Serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala systematically with a principle. But as we react, we go back again. React, go back again. This is a musibah. This is a big musibah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us a true believer, not a reactor just for nothing and bubble for nothing like a scum in the water. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Please, let's be a doer. Let's be a people who really do the utmost to when we die, we said, Allah, I did Allah, whatever I can. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Please, wake up big time. Let's do whatever we can and get together and spread unity, not disunity. And by the way, my brother and sister in Islam, why we do not do that? The nafs is high. Everyone will come with his own idea. Everyone has the perfect idea. The nafs is too high to the point. We're not willing to be united with each other. We're not willing to be united for goodness sake. This is a big problem. Big, big problem. We have to humble and we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hand with the unity, with the group, not with the individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us again and again for sabilillah. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Remember, you're going to die and you're going to be questioned. Why you don't join? Why you don't take care about this? What? Allah will ask you. Prepare the answer. Prepare the answer before you die. The answer pleasing Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.